You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Science has a language. And what is the language of science? It's math. Therefore, what is math? Well, math is numbers. And as you are about to find out, astrology and numerology are all about numbers too. Stanley, known as a mathematical genius, has developed the ESP code based on your personal numbers to not only direct you in your life to your purpose and mission, it allows you to use the law of attraction through math. Join us for a lively discussion every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can ask your question based on the scientific formula of math. Visit loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee for his live show information. And now, live from Australia, here is Mr. Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Stan Lee with the ESP Code Numerology Show. Today is a special interview where I actually interview Jules Johnson from the Law of Attraction, where I've been now for the last few months. And she's interviewed me a couple of times, and I thought I'd return the gesture and talk about her journey in these last 15 years. So welcome, Jules.
Well, thank you for having me. This is unusual for me, but it's going to be fun.
It will be. Because I know in our talks, Jules, in relation to the law of attraction and how, you know, things work in the ether, you've interviewed some profound speakers these last 15 years. So this obviously would have really changed your mindset and how you do things. And for someone who has studied this for 15 years, you know, you've actually seen a lot, the good, bad, and the ugly, I would imagine.
Yeah. And I always created the good, bad, and the ugly. And really, for 15 years, I heard you say 50 years. And I'm going, okay, well, wait a minute. Let's back that up.
It's 15.
15, one no, no. 5 year.
That's my accent. That's my accent. It's 15 years.
So, yeah, I've seen a lot. And I do not call myself a law of attraction teacher by any means. I'm just a person who I started my show because I wanted to talk to all of the experts. And I wanted to figure out what is this thing that you're calling law of attraction. And it was that from that desire that I kept on interviewing people and learning. But I don't consider myself a teacher. I just consider myself a really long time student. Because I haven't got it down yet, but I learn from everybody that I talk to.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I do the same thing. And being that student, if you will, is how we can constantly learn, because there's so much to learn in this lifetime. And you definitely are childlike in your learning because of your code is 3936 in your ESP code, as we know that we've discussed in the past. There's three questions that I have in terms of helping people when I'm getting them to learn about the, you know, numerology, astrology, and seeking. And the first one is, why are we here? So, you know, it's good for humans to think, you know, a little bit higher in their purpose. So why is Jules here in this lifetime?
Why is Jules here in this lifetime? I think it is because of the Law of Attraction Radio Network and the Law of Attraction Magazine. I think I was put on here because I've always been in business and I've always been a businesswoman, but I can put this platform together so that there's so many people around the world that can actually learn the same thing I'm learning. And that's what is really important. Again, it's not that I'm a superstar or anything. I'm just learning. And the people that, thank goodness, come onto my show. And like Joe Vitale, Jack Canfield, all of the best, really incredible people, I have learned from them by giving them a platform in which they can speak to others. So that's, I think that is probably why I'm on this planet. Because, you know, I haven't done anything really spectacular. I'm not a mother. I have grandkids, but I've never been a mother. I haven't done the usual things, but I just came here because I want to learn. And everything that I learned, hopefully people are learning with me as well.
Beautifully said. And it makes sense in terms of you being that empath and that network of your code. You know, and we know it's your birthday coming up as well. So happy birthday for that shortly. But with the 3936, your last number, the six is like the network of the messenger. So I see what you're doing with Law of Attraction Radio and Network and the magazine. It's like a messenger, if you will. So, you know, you're in your sixth frequency right now of your age, and I'm in my sixth. So that's how we came together. And you graciously gave me the platform also to do what I'm doing to help people, because I love helping, and I see that with you too. But also what I've noticed with you, Jules, is your interviews are fun. You know, they're not scripted, and you go with the flow, and you happen to ask some really good questions to get people to think, because that's how I am as well. I love being a critical, integrative thinker. So your way of interviewing, if you will, I don't feel, you know, that's not something that you learned or copied. That's intuitive, your own style, I believe. Is that right?
It could be. I never looked at it like that. It's just the thoughts that come up to me, and I have to ask. So you're probably right. You know, that's the whole thing. When I met you, Stan, you were able to give me so much more knowledge about myself, so that I could understand, okay, this is why I am, but, you know, you can go beyond, you can help people to decipher the future and to get them there. And I don't think people realize that. I mean, it's really fascinating, just the thought of synchronicity. I mean, yeah, I knew synchronicity happened, but I didn't understand the spiritual aspect. And that's what you really, really taught me. So now every time I see something in sync, I'm going, whoa, what am I supposed to learn from this? That's really powerful.
No, it definitely is. And, you know, we've seen synchronicities just magnetically happen whilst I've been on the show. But what I did is I looked at your way of interviewing from a different angle, if you will. So that was my intake of things. So that just sparked your memory saying, okay, maybe that is so. So that's your student childlike hunger, because of your 2-3s also is willing to learn. And you're not closed-minded, Jews, in terms of one way, because to be truly spiritual, because I say spirituality and religion goes hand in hand. I've said this for many years. And I interviewed Catherine Driss recently, and I was speaking about that in the difference of upbringings from people in different ways of thinking. But I'm seeing more and more, because of social media and everything, a lot more people truly are taking bits and pieces of different elements, whether it be spirituality and religion. It doesn't matter what religion sector may be, they're becoming more spiritual by default because of the information that they're subconsciously bringing. So I believe it's important for viewers to look within and understand themselves, especially in these times when there's so much divide and conquer on the planet still. You know, we're going through turbulent times still in terms of what's really going on. And that's why I believe the law of attraction is important, Jules, for what you're doing. So that's like the second question that I have with people is, so the first one is why ye, the ESP code. And so Jules is here, as she just said, the Law of Attraction Radio Network and the magazine, her 3936, the marketing element and the empath and the networker. Your numbers, your journey is where you are now with the six of your age, is what are you doing now? So the second question that I will ask to people to get them to think is, what are you doing now in terms of your here as your life cycle, your gift, if you will? So you mentioned you're here for the radio network and magazine. So what are you doing now with that?
Well, what am I doing with that? Well, for the first time, I'm kind of jittery about this. So with the magazine, we are celebrating our 15 years on Law of Attraction Radio Network. And for the first time, I'm putting myself out there and I'm on the cover and it's pretty shaky. I'm a little nervous about that one. And then there's articles and things like that. It's like, oh my goodness. But I'm celebrating the network and having all of these people in 135 countries listen in. And it's wonderful, but it's a little nerve-wracking too, because I'm putting myself for the first time out there. I got to say, it's pretty nerve-wracking.
it's a beautiful thing in that you're, for 15 years of having different people on the cover of the magazine also. So that's been going for, is it 8 years, I think?
No, the magazine's been going for about 6 years.
Six years.
But the network has been 15.
So putting yourself on the front cover, I feel, after 15 years with the network is justified. And because, you know, you've helped a lot of people. So you're molding your Picasso as well in terms of taking the magazine and the network to a little bit of another level. And, you know, for someone to have done so well this long, you're fluid. So you maneuvered with the energies, I believe. You intuitively felt it and moved around. And that's how we connected, when I just... at the last minute sent an email earlier this year in January.
So those
connections happen, and when we're vibrating and everyone's really vibrating on that same level, and we can maneuver through, because I talk about this all the time with synchronicities, depending on where we're at, it's not easy, because we go through cycles. That's how I teach people, with the ups and downs. We have some thoughts sometimes, some obstacles sometimes, and that can deflect how we're meant to maneuver. So that's how we shift through the energies, if you will, of how I show people with the synchronicities. But I feel you're very intuitive. You're connected astrologically, claircognizance, because I've tested this with numbers, and those four numbers you have a very high connection. I feel you're very good intuitively when you're speaking to people, and when you're doing, say, getting business, or how to maneuver and how to say yes or no. Not mathematically, intuitively. Can you explain to the viewers some of your, I know it's not easy to explain the process because it's your gift, but how you do that roughly?
Well, I don't really know, except that I do remember when you sent me that email, and I normally don't do that. I have another person do contact the people and get the message out. But I got the message from you. And I just knew automatically that you were someone that was meant to be and on the network. So I knew automatically. And since that day, here you are. So I don't know. And if I knew, I probably would mess that up. It's better that I don't know how I do it, so that I can just allow what I'm supposed to know. And the people I'm supposed to connect with connect naturally. If I think about it too much, I will actually push it away from me.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a very important point. So overthinking. So that can also go in people's codes. So some people have a number in their code that may be a little bit more in the process side of things. Some people may have a number in the code where they may over worry sometimes. So in your element, it's more like you're saying, like a child, you've intuitively felt it, went with it, and then moved on. So it goes with the code. So that flows nicely with your 3936, but you also have the arrow of intellect in your date of birth, and you also have the arrow of determination. So your ability to intellectually calculate in your mind, if you will, how you maneuver. So you'll feel with someone, you're thinking, you know what, I don't want to go down that path. So thank you, but no thank you. And that's probably something that's very important for listeners to listen to, because sometimes we get energy vampires, suckers, if you will, that want to say certain things, but subconsciously what they're doing is luring for each own different agendas. And what we really got to understand here is, and what I've shown to people, is molding our Picasso in the moment. So you're molding your Picasso, and you're going to be on the front cover of the magazine. So that's an awesome thing. So the third question is that I say is how will we get there, which is elevate, collaborate. So we got, why are you here? So that, which is the ESP code. What are you doing now? Your numbers, your journey. So you're living your numbers, you're molding your Picasso, you're walking the talk. And then how will you get there is elevate, collaborate. So, you know, your message and your interview, your interviewee's message, what have you, and the people on your show with 135 countries is causing people to elevate because they're hearing different spiritual people or gifted people or mystical people or religious people, whatever it may be. So how will you get there, Jules?
I'm going to stick to it until I get it. That's true. And because that has, I'm a Gemini, so I kind of flit here and flit there and all over the place. And in this business that I started, I know that I had to stay put and stay dedicated to it and just calm down. And I think that was the first time that I put my intuitiveness and that I could say, wait a minute, that's not feeling right. I have to go and do this. So that's really what it's all about.
So
knowing when to quit, when to go forward. I never thought for a second in the 15 years that I would stop what I'm doing. I never had that thought. Before that, I always was quitting and starting something new. But with this show and with the magazine, it has been one consistent in my life. You know, I gotta be truthful. I've been married 3 times. I couldn't hang in there that long, you know? But something like this that had that spiritual and necessary component that I knew what I was doing was important, not only to me, but for everyone else that tuned in. So that kept me going on the path. And I didn't want to tune it out. And I don't today. I want it to go, keep on going.
This is an element of your arrow of intellect and your arrow of determination, but also as a water snake, you're artistic and creative. So that ability for the Gemini, not to shift so much, but to be able to maneuver and pivot while staying grounded and being in the magazine, in the show and the network now for the network for 15 years has allowed you to maneuver. So when we maneuver with our higher self, our higher angels, if you will, guardians, guides, and so forth, kick in and match us. So it's very important that we vibrate a thinking that's positive. And obviously for humanity, that's been a little bit tricky for these last couple of years because they were forced to look within.
Yeah.
Which is something that, you know, I think you and I have been doing for quite some time. You know, me for well over 20 years and seeking. And I never stopped just like you. That's the beauty of keeping the spark going, if you will. Yeah. So, that's great to see. So we've covered your why are you here, what are you doing now, and how will you get this. If you look at those elements of the question, we go deep of the why, because why always makes us think deep. And then we go what, and then we go how. So you're thinking of like a concentric circle, then the outer circle, then the outer circle, if you will. So when we sort of do why, what, how, we begin to critical integrative think. And when people have their passion and they do their passion and truly in flow, and not this, because humans sometimes tend towards stupidity or fear or jealousy, and it's not really, it doesn't give them just, because it just slows down their spiritual ascension. You know, I wrote an article just now, humanity is going for spiritual ascension or descension, if you will, and people have free will. choose. And that's why when they hear certain topics on Jules' show, they can listen to different speakers or different interviews, whatever it may be, and they can get different aha moments and different things in their mind to trigger to critically integrative think and create that magnet, if you will, to attract the right people in your life in the right time.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is molding our Picasso in the moment. So in the 15 years, Jules, what's some of the highlights, if you can remember, of some of your interviews?
You know, the highlights have been my events. Like I had a Law of Attraction event in Palm Springs at the Convention Center. I had another Jack Canfield event at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. I've had cruises. Those are like my paybacks because I'm having such a great time on those cruises and those events. I just have a great time. So it's like, wow. And during the last year, unfortunately, I couldn't have any events because of COVID. So it's like, wow. And I really felt like I missed it. So as soon as the COVID thing is over, which I'm hoping it's going to be sooner than later, boy, I'm looking forward to throwing a great big event. I don't know if it's going to be a cruise or what, but it's going to be fun. And I'm going to party. Stan, you're going to be with us. You're flying out for it.
I'll definitely make the effort to get there.
You will. I can promise you that.
We maneuver through. There's always ways. Where there's a will, there's a way. So that's fantastic. So we've Jules in 2021. So right now you're in it's like a completion month for you. So maybe completing a task, completing something, if you will, and a spiritual month. So it's important, you know, when people are in the spiritual months, spiritual doesn't have to be yoga or meditation or, you know, prayers constantly. It could just be a spiritual way of thinking. So in the mindset, if you will. So yeah. when we begin to resonate frequencies and people and the viewers and listeners out there listen, that when we're in our flow of our code and understand, just when you're hearing Jules just now, because she has two threes, a 3936. So she has a spiritual number in there. She has two threes. You can see naturally she's childlike, youthful, fun. And that's what keeps her seeking. Because I remember when speaking to you, you love learning wisdom. It's something that I love as well, because it ignites ourselves, because you intuitively know your soul purpose, just like I do when I had a mission of getting 10 million people. And I know it's visioning out there, because I'm starting to see how to maneuver it. But the magnetism, if you will, stems from really empowering people. You genuinely, I feel, Jules, want to leave an impact in terms of any interview, any discussion, to see how you can help a fellow person, and it's a fair energy exchange.
Yes, like, that's exactly what it is, energy exchange, because it makes me feel good, but I want everyone else to understand it too. But, you know, being human, we're different. Everyone has their own interpretation of what comes out of an interview. It's not always the same. So that's important too. Whatever they're going to pick up, it's exactly what they needed to pick up at the moment, which may be something totally different from what I picked up. That's a powerful.
That's very important that you just mentioned that, Jules, because that's perception. That's up to the person's perception of things and perspective, how they look at things because of their own research or their own upbringing or their own environment. So yeah, they may have a different spin on things. So that's like, you know, a different way of looking at things. Like, say, in Paris. You know, have that street that goes into the Champs-Élysées, the 12 streets that come in. So it's like we have the 12 zodiacs, right? And everyone has a different element. It's like saying you have the 12 tissue salts in the body that's linked to the 12 apostles, the 12 zodiac. This 12 is a common theme that stems from the astrology. If people really look within and study what really is termed in all the ancient texts, but it's, and even within astrology, there's different astrologies, like there's Sabian, there's Greek Hellenistic, there's Western, there's Indian, has two different versions, you know, there's different ways, but it all comes down to the same end result. So think of the street in Paris, it's like 12 angles, for example, or 12 perspectives of looking at things. So when people are listening to an interview, they may go back and listen to the same interview 6 months down the track, and their mindset or their ascension is at a different level. They'll have another different look at it, another different spin. So the, what you just mentioned is very, very important. Why it's also important for people to be plugged into a certain group, a nice group, like plugged into, say, the Law of Attraction Radio Network and the magazine, or a monthly community, if you will, where people are understanding how the synchronies work. And this is where my key is, what I'm looking to align and do with things, because I know how the codes work. So when you're talking about, it's up to how people are looking at it, very much so. And that's why people even more so need the Law of Attraction to look within.
Yes. Especially now. Yeah, there's one particular show that I remember doing, and it was on the pineal gland, which happens to be a very, very important gland in how you're downloading the information from the universe down that you, it pertains to you. But every time I put that show on, and I do replay it from time to time, people will get a different message from it, totally different from what I first meant. And I did that years ago, but it's really unique that people will get something different every time they listen to it. That's what's important. So you could take one message and it just splinters off and becomes another. It's really unique. I love it. I love it. It gets me excited when I think about it, because nothing stays where it is. It's always shifting to a different level that you can understand.
It's you beautifully said splendors often forms another. So that's exactly how it's your numbers, your journey. So you're molding your Picasso in the moment.
Exactly.
So people get certain elements or certain things how to mold. The unfortunate thing is with wisdom, and this is what people have to understand, is they take it, but they're still stuck in a genre of, say, fear, control, jealousy, indecision. So they take wisdom, but they're still using it for not so much of the dark, it's not so much for the light, more for their own control or selfishness, or to put fear and guilt onto people. I've said to people, that's the mirror reflection jewels on people. They got to break through that. So we all have their elements, like in Catherine was saying in the prior interview, we got to shift from the dark to the light, if you will. It's our free will every day. And it's not easy, because we have obstacles, right? Everyone has cycles. That's how it is on this. On
yeah,
the planet,
darn it. Yeah. Nothing's consistent. Yeah.
How have you dealt with that yourself personally?
Not very well. Hey, here we are. I'm human. Stan, you're human. And, you know, we can remain human. We can have our ups and downs. And I would be lying to say if I didn't have mood swings or anything like that. Of course I do. I'm human. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I have my ups and downs like everyone else, and that's just part of being human. So it's not something that I'm gonna apologize for, but I do have to make myself learn how to be more centered and not have so many ups and downs. And I think that's what my show has taught me. There's good, bad, and the ugly. I've got to accept myself the way I am. I just have to. I mean, I'm the only person I got to live with.
So the law, the Law of Attraction magazine, where you'll be on the front cover. So that's going to be for July, August?
July, August, yes. Uh-huh.
It's a very well deserved. I remember when you, and Jules is very humble. She actually asked me what my thoughts were, and I thought, that's great. I think you deserve it. You've been interviewing all these other people. Why not? And it's not like Jules, she's interviewed and given people the limelight, if you will. So, you know, the energy transfer is well deserved back into balance. So that's a good thing. She's Jules is very humble.
If anybody says something bad about that, well, you know, just know that I'm going to go home and cry. So please realize I'm really human and I have the ups and downs, and I just got to learn how to stay in the moment, you know. But yeah, I am kind of excited about being on the cover. It is it's out in front. I like to put other people out in front because I think that they're much more deserving. Someday Stan's going to be on the cover too.
Hey, that'd be great. Thank you.
But it's just, and if it weren't for the 15-year anniversary, I probably wouldn't be doing it. But yeah, you're the one that's coaching me to do that.
And it's beautiful that, I remember skipping through some of your prior videos. Also, you know, you interviewed some great people. You know, like you said, Jack Canfield, Joe Vitale, Bruce Limpton, yep. Greg Braden. I even come across an interview you did with Martin Sheen.
Yes,
many Martin years ago.
Sheen. Yeah,
and that was something on a spiritual journey in, was it Mexico or something? Or I can't remember.
They were traveling through France, and it was a spiritual journey. And it was like they do it yearly, and I can't remember, it was a long time ago, One Way or something, but it was a great movie, and he was exceptionally nice. You know, that's one of the great things, I get to interview some of the neatest people. I mean, who would have guessed? Just magnificent human being.
And Neil Donald Walsh, Mike Beckwith, Michael Beckwith.
Michael Beckwith. Oh, yeah, he was great. Yeah.
So that's why I'd mentioned, Jules, over those years, you subconsciously learned from different ways of thinking. So you've brought that when you're interviewing people. And that's why, you know, I've had positive feedback from people saying, you know, she's not just a fun interviewer, but, you know, you really ask good questions. When interviewing, because, you know, getting people to think in the moment is great. Just like I was asking my why, what, how to you, it's a little bit different spin on things, but it gets people to think a little bit and transverse their mind, if you will, because that's how we, like you said, splendidly goes to the other, the energy splendidly moves to the next piece, if you will. So for 2021, as we're coming to the second half on Earth, I know we've spoken a little bit about this. You know, I think things are really starting to move fast, both on the spiritual realm and what the people on the planet want it to go. But I still believe as humans and as spiritual beings, our higher selves, we can still mold our Picasso and help people whilst helping ourselves. And that's what you're doing with the magazine and the radio show, Jules. Have you had any? I remember recently you were saying you had a really cool, like a review, like a testimonial back, you know, like written reviews for your show, because you showed me some real great ones.
I do get people sending me emails, and I love it. I love it because, you know, when Stan, you're doing the same thing. When you record, you're only seeing one person or a few people. You're not really able to see how people react. So it's so wonderful to get something in an email from a listener. It's just fantastic. I naturally just look at the numbers. and see that they're growing and growing and growing, but those numbers are not the people. But when you get a feedback saying, hey, look, you're really off. You're not thinking right. I appreciate those too, because I need to know. It's just very refreshing to me. So yeah, I love it. I am getting a lot of knowledge from the listeners, and because I will get sometimes some not nice comments, but that's okay, because it's still pushing me in the direction that I need to go, and I need to hear that. So I'm really grateful.
That's a great lesson that you just taught people just now, like, you know, because on the show you have a big impact. Obviously different people have different opinions, different views, but you know, you keep it real, you're keeping it real, and you're and hearing it is doesn't necessarily mean you may be wrong. It's just a different opinion from the other person, but it allows you to think a little bit, okay, change a little bit here or continue there, because that's how it is. We're going to have feedback. Right. And I have this as well. But I know the purpose that I'm in here to do. So that's what happens in spiritual warfare. You get that sometimes as well. Sometimes it's positive feedback. If it's positive feedback, for a little bit of a movement or a change, that's fine, because critiquing is fine. It's part of being human, like you said before. But it's great that you as a radio show host acknowledges that, you know, and because there are a lot of people that become influencers just in a couple of years, and sometimes, you know, they're not really spiritual, like, you know, a truly spiritual influencer. They're starting to come a little bit more now, you know, a little bit more known, if you will, but that's not the main drive, I don't feel, of you or of myself. It's really is the gifting of wisdom, is the learning of the wisdom, and then having our spin on things, the way we interpret it, and then pass it on in our way, if you will. And I feel that's what you do, Jules, when you're asking questions, because you really want to get the best out of the person you're interviewing, to get the best for the listeners to hear.
And I think you do the same thing, because when you're talking to people, and you've talked to Joe Vitale and Lisa Winston, you've talked to some powerful people too, and you're bringing out a bigger message, I think, because you're helping people to realize that there's more to living right now, and it has to do with through the numbers. It's just not our existing reality. That's a lot more behind the scenes that we need to realize. And I think that's where you're coming in and showing people the basics, not only the basics, but what we can expect in the future. I mean, I was shocked when you told me, I asked you, okay, Stan, I got to go buy a car. Tell me when to buy a car. You gave me all these dates. I'm going, woohoo! This is great. This is exactly, I haven't bought a car yet, by the way, but I got distracted. But at the same time, all right, I don't want to go and waste all that time buying a car and having it on a bad day. I want to know upfront, what's my best chances? You know, I mean, isn't that what everybody wants to know?
Yeah, no, it's just validation is a great peace of mind tool. And that's one of those elements, and that's what people need right now, is peace of mind. You know, even sometimes you can get caught distracting and watching on the social media, but certain things happen where it goes, okay, it's like an elastic band. So sometimes you may be swaying a bit, and the elastic band will come and snap and put you back into place and go, whoop, get back into focus again, and keep moving the path. So our higher selves will protect us, and sometimes they may give a little bit of a whack, if you will, to protect us as well. So because, you know, the spiritual realm, we're being looked over from birth, from the get-go. So we have guardians, guides, and angels around us that will let us know that they're around. If people are really alert to it, that's where I in what I want to empower people with the numbers is to understand how their subconscious is working and see how things are maneuvering and how the synchronicities are working. So they've got to change their frequency, their mindset to do that.
Yeah.
And that comes from learning. And to learn, you know, spiritual work's not easy. You know, you've been doing this for 15 years and you've interviewed some profound speakers. We're always learning. There's all spirituality is just like learning to ride a bike, driving a car, going and exercise. You got to constantly work on it. It's not just a one-night show or fly-by thing. And when you're working on your spirituality, you and people find their path, they want to elevate with like-minded people. That those silliness of those bad emotions go away. There's no need for it. That's fantastic.
I think you're right. 100% right. I can now look back during the 15 years and realize it was the best decision I ever made because I wasn't working for someone else. I was working for myself by gaining the knowledge. And I look back and wow, what a blessing. What a complete blessing that I gave myself, because with every person that I've talked to, including you, Stan, I have learned so much more, not only about myself, but about life. And it's been an incredible journey. Yeah, I'm truly richer as a human being because I did this experience. And I just feel incredibly blessed and happy that I did it, even though I'm still human.
It's and meeting kindred souls, sometimes we're connected. It's what I say, collective cosmic consciousness. Like, so say sometimes you may say something and it may be a word. If someone's at a certain cycle, something may come in through something else and thinking, wow, the spiritual realm goes and deflects, because as you know, I talk about the fixed flat earth, goes and deflects off the dome and then comes back to someone else, total stranger, through technology. So say through Zoom. It could be through the live show. It could be through social media links, or it could be through a phone call or a notification. And that is happening so much faster and faster for people that are aware. But sometimes people still get stuck. Oh, how do I discern that now? And that comes from the school of hard knocks. That comes from learning. That comes from practicing, because no one can always get the correct validation of synchronicities. It takes churning. And even with myself, so that's the beauty of having the community, if you will, because then everyone will see how everyone's connected. Just like we've seen synchronicities on the show, you know, live with total strangers in America and Canada, if you will. And
oh, that's amazing to me.
It's like a magnet. That is how the law of attraction works at another element. But you have the ability to feel into that when I spoke with you. So that's your arrow, not just your arrow of intellect. That's you touched on it before, your pineal gland really connected cosmically. So people can have a really strong connection. So if those people sometimes have a little bit of negative thought or the wrong idea, that can have an effect on both those people. So the best way to do it is talk it through. So when you talk it through, it dissipates. And then creativity continues. Because when we block our creativity, it's the worst thing, because we're blocking ourselves, our health. It affects the health, if you will. So
absolutely.
On a final note, Jules, what's some Jules pieces of wisdom, nuggets, if you will, from her own school of hard knocks that she can impart on the listeners here in life? Because, you know, you've learned a lot, Jules.
I learned. I just got to tell you this one thing. My name's not Jules. I'm coming clean. My name is Julie. But I was so scared when I started the network 15 years ago. I had to change my name. I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. So even my family didn't know what I was doing. So I've learned that it's okay to be Julie now. It's okay. And I'm at a better place where I don't have to go by Jules. But now I'm so used to it. I can't even answer to the name Julie anymore. I only answer to Jules. So it's a part of me. I guess I got this dual thing going on, but that's okay because I've learned that it's okay to be me, and I'm just me.
Beautifully said. And I mean, you know, even that can be Julie and Jules in relations to how you impact people, because names have a vibrational frequency as well. So right. Julie has a first letter vowel U, where Jules has a first letter vowel E. So that changes the demographics a bit. But it also impacts on how it's written on documents. But nonetheless, like even with my name, because I say I'm Stanley Simulus, aka Stan Lee, just so people remember me easier. But obviously it's also branded because of, you know, Stan Lee, Bruce Lee. It's more of, because I love Bruce Lee's philosophies. He was, you know, a very spiritual person. And I've broken down his code as well of 2575. But you mentioned you're just you, because that could be parts of both the names that you take on. But it's the needing of that to help empower people. But the thing that I've got to stress to the listeners and viewers, it doesn't necessarily mean it's shifting the character or the emotions of the person. It's just the message that they're giving to the person or the listener that they need to listen to, and what Jules needs to do to keep moving forward. So she may be Jules because she's known as Jules, and then Julie. But obviously, that brings on a little bit different energies, if you will. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It's what's needed for you in the moment.
Yeah, and nobody calls me Julie. Nobody does. Everybody calls me Jules.
It doesn't. So, it doesn't change your JJ, but
Jules Johnson. Okay, so I kept that. But my neighbors, I'm Jules. Everybody calls me, my grandkids, I'm Jules, you know. So
yeah,
that's who I am now. I've grown into being Jules. I've grown up into being Jules.
Beautiful. So we look for, and the July August cover will be released when, roughly?
July 1st.
Ah, okay. There you go. So the 1st of July, in a few weeks, we'll see Jules on the front cover of her own magazine. And being beautiful and being the publisher that you are, and the broadcaster, what have you, in that type of business that you're in, you have to adapt fast. You have to be artistic and creative, and that's what you do, Jules. You do it intuitively, as that 3936 in the code, the Gemini coming up, and your birthday coming up as well. So happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, you really have taught me more about myself than I could teach myself. So I'm very grateful for you. All of your numbers, they're hitting right on sync, but I didn't know that until I met you. So I'm very, very grateful. You know, you've got a great show, and people really, they are so lucky to take advantage of you and the live show, really. Because they're getting something that they can take back with them. But I'm highly going to recommend you to all of the listeners too, because if you want to know yourself a little bit more deeply, then, you know, have a session with Stan. You're not going to regret it. You're going to love it. Absolutely. And I absolutely am thrilled that he's here on the network, because weekly I get so much more information about me. I love it. Thank you, Stan.
thank you, and you're welcome, man. Yeah, it's and obviously both and I, you and I being spiritual, we, you know, we just want humanity to take the wisdom for good and for light, because people have free will, because you don't want that karmic effect coming back on yourself. So for the listeners and viewers, work on your spirituality, learn from lessons, keep moving forward. And we look out for Jules Johnson, the magazine, very soon. And again, today is the 6th of June here for me in Sydney, the 5th of June for Jules in Los Angeles, in California.
Yeah, and we're busy working on it. We're working.
And we're working. And things are moving forward nicely as we move into the second half of 2021. Look within, seek within. Thank you for being on the ESP Code Numerology Show. And Jules Johnson, thank you for allowing me to interview you today.
Thank you, Stan. I have enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care, everyone. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. please join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee to get show access information. Have a great week.